We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back to the Cook and Joe Show. I think everybody knows that I was a kid growing up in Beaver Falls in the 1960s and 70s. So you might imagine how I feel when I get to talk to this next gentleman. He was who we all wanted to be in the backyard back in those days. I'm talking about Joe Namath, Hall of Famer, Super Bowl quarterback, winning Super Bowl winning quarterback, and all that, a whole lot more. We got a lot of ground to cover with Joe. Joe, hello. How are you today?
Hey, Rod. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on, man. I'm doing well, and already I'm thinking of that car ride from Beaver Falls up to Forbes Field, you know, and watching the Pirates play. And, oh, man, the memories that are hitting me right now being with you on the show.
Well, I know you're coming back for the Larry Bruno Foundation dinner at the end of the month. I'll see you there, and I want to talk to you about that. But I want to start with a book you wrote. I read it all the way, My Life in Four Quarters. I know there have been a number of books about you, but this is the first one, really, in your words, and I couldn't put it down. I wrote a real nice column about it in the Post-Gazette here, and just curious as to why, at this point in your life, you decided to do a book.
Well, you know, Ron, actually, that's the fifth book that I worked on, and it wasn't my idea to start with. About a year and a year and a half ago, prior to that, Lou Brown asked me if I would do a book, be interested in doing a book for the 50th anniversary of our championship win over the Colts and the 100th anniversary of the NFL. And I was hesitant, you know, I said, well, why? You know, I know there's a lot of interest, certainly with football fans. Anyway, make a long story short, I agreed to do it because I figured those people were kind enough to ask me to do one. If they thought it could work, I figured that as much as I've been around, or as long as I've been around at this point, I've done some decent things, but I've done some mischievous, some foul-ups, had some major errors in my life that were able to deal with. I felt like I had some things I could say and maybe help some folks out there, especially underdogs or people that are dealing with problems, whether it be addiction or family problems, whatever. It became a good idea, and I'm just happy that we did it. And Ron, I say we, because I couldn't have done it on my own. I mean, my family, my daughter Jessica was with me throughout the months and months that it took to accomplish it. I'm really thankful that I got to work with Sean Mortimer and my daughter and Little Brown in getting this accomplished.
Joe, it's easy to talk about, you know, Super Bowl III and your guarantee and all the good stuff that happened, but you were very candid about having a drinking problem. You addressed all of it, the Susie Culber incident back in 2003. How hard was that to actually put on paper for everybody to see?
It wasn't hard. It wasn't difficult. It might have been 50 years ago. It might have been difficult 40 years ago or 30 years ago. But you live and learn. You know, we're human. We're not perfect animals. We make mistakes. And addiction comes in a lot of forms. And having been able to recognize that even early on, an addiction to sugar or alcohol, whoever thought when we were growing up or even out of college back in the 60s, mid-60s, late, you know, I didn't know from addiction. We never had the kind of drugs back in Beaver Falls that developed later, you know, or back. I was uneducated about the possibility of getting addicted to something. And having lived through the years and experienced a variety of negative experiences and positive, certainly, too, I felt like and getting an education, Ron, you see, that's what helped me understand about the addiction thing after the Susie Colbert situation where I really fouled up there, and it was a blessing in disguise. It turned out to be that way. Susie and I talked the next day, and that's when I decided to go get an education and learn about addiction. And I think it saved my life, really, or else someone else's. I could have had an accident driving a car and hurt somebody else, whatever. But I did share that because there's a lot of people out there that are dealing with it and are ashamed or are afraid to talk about it. And I want people to understand that, hey, you can do almost anything in life that you put your mind to do and your heart into it with the right kind of guidance. And, Ron, to this day, I'll be in a supermarket or an airport, and people, a man or lady will walk up to me and say, and whisper kind of, whisper, Joe, I'm a friend of Bill's. And when that first started happening, I couldn't hear the whisper even. I said, what, you what? She said, I'm a friend of Bill's. I said, oh, great. You know, there was such a stigma. And I asked people, don't be afraid of having been an addict or being a recovering addict from anything. Don't be ashamed of that, man. Just continue to overcome it. And that's one of the things I try to convey in the book, whether it be to adults or young kids learning to play ball, man, hey, we remember the losses more than we remember the wins throughout our sports career. And head coach Brian at Alabama tell us that my freshman year. It's we go through quite a bit through the book from Beaver Falls up until today.
Oh, it's fascinating. I couldn't put it down, Joe. And you said in that book you haven't had a drink since that night in 2003?
That's true. That's a fact. Yes, but actually, I also said in the book since 1987, my wife challenged me to stop drinking in 1987, and I was so afraid, embarrassed to check in to get an education or to get help that I stopped drinking in 87 for 13 and a half years. And I learned in Alcoholics Anonymous that I was actually a dry, D-R-Y, a dry drunk during those 13 and a half years. I did find an excuse after that to go back to drinking, and did for about a year and a half or so. And that's whenever the incident occurred with Susie. And so, actually, it's been close to 30 years that I've been healthy, let's say. And I swear to God, I don't believe I'd be around today had I maintained the style of life that I was living or continuing to drink the alcohol. It would have killed me, or I'd have hurt someone else.
My guest is Joe Namath. As a new book out, All the Way, My Life in Four Quarters. I read it cover to cover in one sitting. I couldn't put it down. And, Joe, what a fascinating career you had. Obviously, I assume you have to talk about Super Bowl III with people every day, and I'm guessing you still love it every day.
You know what, Ron, it's not that I have to talk about it. It's, yeah, I still love it every day. It brings back my teammates' faces. I see those guys' faces in the huddle, their eyes. I see our defensive players, our coach. It brings back memories that are so terrific. seeing Johnny Unitas, man, across the field as we're getting ready to go out for the coin flip. Johnny Sample and I looking across the field, and I see Johnny Unitas, my hero from our Pittsburgh area, man. Yeah, so many great memories about the game. But as I mentioned earlier on, Coach Bryant at the University of Alabama, they used to call him Bear, you know, Coach Paul Bear Bryant, because he did wrestle a bear at one time. But he told us that we'd remember the tough times, we'd remember the losses, the foul-ups, more readily than we'd remember the wins. And he was so right. We lost four games in college when I was there at the university, and those jump out at me almost on a daily basis when I'm doing some stuff, you know, exercising or swimming or I have time to think a lot. But that Super Bowl win, thank you for bringing it up. We did it. That was the goal, you know. Heck, from Beaver Falls and Little League Baseball on, you want to be a part of a championship, part of a champion. And that's what Larry Bruno, my old high school football coach in Beaver Falls, brought us back in 1960, and then Beaver Falls has had some success since that time. You want to win a championship, and we did it on the highest level in professional sports. You know, we did it in our football sport, and it's a wonderful memory.
You know, Joe, you mentioned, I mentioned to you when we were kids, we wanted to be Joe Namath in our backyard. It sounds like you looked up to Unitas a little bit, and I believe you also had fond memories of Roberto Clemente, don't you?
Oh, man, I've got a baseball up here that is signed by the Pittsburgh Pirates and Mazeroski and those guys don't rely on this permanent ink business. Old man Sunshine has a way, or Light has a way of making these signatures fade. But yes, I was a Roberto Clemente fan, a Pittsburgh Pirate fan. I saw Del Long come up at the bottom of an inning and hit his eighth straight game home run right after Stan the Man Musial had hit a home run for St. Louis in the top of the inning. I was a Roberto Clemente fan, still am. I mean, we lost him too soon, man. He was a wonderful man and a great player.
Joe, now, you know, the face of the NFL is Tom Brady, and I think, you know, anybody who knows anything about football just is amazed at his accomplishments, his six Super Bowls. I've heard you say you think he's the best of all time. Is that correct?
Well, you know what? In evaluating his body of work, yes, no one has been challenged that number of times against the best competition that's ever been on a football field the last 20 years. I mean, these athletes are sensational. And given the opportunity, I mean, he's had his teammates. He'll be the first one to tell you it is a team game, and you've got to have the coaches, all the pieces to win. But I never saw Tom lose a game for his team. Some of us, myself, I can speak for factually, if I threw and when I threw five interceptions in a game, even the season we won the championship, there were two games against the two last-place teams in the AFL, the Buffalo Bills and the Denver Broncos, where I threw five interceptions in each one of those games, and we lost to the two last-place teams. Well, I never saw Tom Brady cause his team to lose over the, 18 years now or something he's been playing and we've been watching. I'm amazed at the level of his play. But you know what? If I got to take Terry Bradshaw on my team, yeah, I'll take him. We'll win a championship. You're darn right. Johnny Unitas, yeah, you're darn right. Otto Graham, sure. Sammy Ball. These guys were great players, but looking at the body of work now over the last 20 years, the athletes, the competition, and the challenges that Brady's been confronted with, bringing that team back against Atlanta in the Super Bowl, the second half, it's just remarkable to me how he's been so positive. So if I got to say who is the best, I just told you I'd take those other guys as well. But Tom, to me, has been challenged more with better competition than anybody's ever faced in these last 20 years.
Joe, your book deals with the Super Bowl after the 68 season. It's hard to believe it's been 50 years. Are the Jets ever going to win again? And what do you think about having Le'Veon Bell on your team?
You tell me now. Look, I'm excited whenever I watch Le'Veon Bell run the ball and catch the ball and that kind of stuff. You see, I haven't seen him play for a while, however. I'm excited from what I saw him do when he was on the field. I haven't met him yet. I can tell you that the New York Jet fan base in New York, New Jersey, are very excited to have him. The team is excited. And you guys in Pittsburgh know him better than I do. Depends on Le'Veon and how he addresses the situation. You know, how a guy thinks, how a guy owns up to his teammates, how his teammates feel about him. It's more than just physical talent. Le'Veon's got to answer some questions as a teammate, and it remains to be seen what he can do in that area. Physically, as a player, on the field, catching, running, the cat got some talent, man, and I'd love to see him play well.
Joe, you just turned 76 at the end of May. You got a lot of living yet to do. What do you want to do with the rest of your life? I know you've been very active with the brain injuries and concussions and that sort of thing. Is that something you're going to be devoting more time to?
Well, I stay active with charitable work, certainly. I'm thankful. I thank God that I'm still around. And, you know, you mentioned that number, that age number. In the book, I can remember getting ready to turn 50, Ron. And some of my buddies, younger folk, a person up at football camp said, you're going to be 50 years old? Wow, you're old, man. You're an old guy. And I started thinking, wait a minute. My mom lived to be 82, my dad 84 or so, and they didn't understand about taking care of the instrument, you know, eating properly and exercising. I said, if I get lucky and don't get hit by a truck of some kind, a garbage truck or an automobile, I have the opportunity to live maybe to 100 because of my genes. And if that's the case, 50 years old, heck, that's halftime. And I told this fella, I said, look here, I've seen a lot of games in sports won and lost in that third and fourth quarter. So, you know, I just started the fourth quarter of my life, in my opinion. And what am I going to do, Ron? I'm going to keep trying to make progress. I'm going to keep trying to be productive. I'm going to keep trying to enjoy life spiritually and be respectful of every single person I ever meet. I mean, it's got to be a real it's got to be a person that doesn't understand life properly for me to not have respect for him. So I'm going to make this fourth quarter hopefully the best quarter I possibly can as a father, as a grandfather, and as a friend to everyone I'm around.
Joe Namath, you'll be coming back home to Beaver Falls at the end of the month for the Larry Bruno Foundation Dinner Awards. I'm really looking forward to seeing you there. Beaver Falls still means something to you, doesn't it?
Oh, man, are you kidding? Those guys, I tell you, well, you get the guys that actually guide the Larry Bruno Foundation. Well, they were all players for Coach Bruno. Well, most of them were. There was one who didn't play football. But Rick Mancini, Ron Main. I mean, just the Higgins. These guys work harder with that year-round than I do, and it is because of the effect Coach Bruno had on them. They know how important Coach Bruno was in their lives. They learned how important it was to have a mentor, a coach that taught more than just the athletic part of the situation, you know, the game of football, baseball, basketball, hockey. You know, they're all important games and big games, but life is the big game, the big team game. And these guys run the foundation on a year-round basis, and I'm just happy to do everything I can to help promote what Coach Bruno taught us, to keep working, to keep loving one another and treating one another with respect. So I'm looking forward to getting back to Beaver Falls. And I think I know we're doing that at like the 26th and 27th of this month, and it's always a joy for me to get home and to see my family as well. I have brothers and nieces and nephews and a sister, my brother Frank, and my sister Rita are still with us, so I look forward to seeing them.
Joe, I appreciate the time. Your book is called All the Way, My Life in Four Quarters. You can get it at Barnes & Noble and Amazon. I can't recommend it enough. I sat there and read it cover to cover. I look forward to seeing you at the Bruno dinner, and I really appreciate your time. And stay well, my friend, okay?
Well, thank you, Ron. It's always good to talk with you. And I got to say, go Steelers, man. You know, my family's Western PA, and I am too. So I'll be pulling for those Steelers. You know, when they play the Jets, it's tough, Ron. I got to pull for the Jets when they're playing the Jets because I know more of the working personnel on the Jet team than I do the Steeler team at this point. But go Steelers!
Joe, I appreciate it. Good luck. Talk to you again real soon, okay?
Thank you, Ron.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.